Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms today, Psalm 64, verses 1 through 6. This is a psalm of David. David begins with these words, "Hear me, my God, as I voice my complaint." You ever wanted to voice your complaint to God? "Hear me, O God, as I voice my complaint, protect my life from the threat of the enemy. Hide me from the conspiracy of the wicked, from the plots of evildoers. They sharpen their tongues like swords and aim cruel words like deadly arrows. They shoot from ambush at the innocent. They shoot suddenly without fear. They encourage each other in evil plans. They talk about hiding their snares. They say, 'Who will see it?' They plot injustice and say, 'We have devised a perfect plan.' Surely the human mind and heart are cunning." If you're determined to follow hard after Jesus, you will have your share of enemies. The world will try to pull you into its magnetic allure. The flesh desires what the flesh desires, and Satan's mission is to take you out, to make you fall flat on your face. Sometimes your enemy will be the person intent on destroying God's work in your life. Well, David had his share of enemies, and he did not hesitate to complain to God about them. The wicked conspired against him. With razor-sharp tongues, they shot cruel words like deadly arrows. They waited in ambush and charged from their cover when he least expected it. Forget all of today's talk about fairness, equality, and tolerance. Cunning hearts and minds are intent on injustice. When the attack comes, we can do what David did. We can voice our complaints to God. We need to understand that the threat of the enemy to destroy us is real. When we complain to God, that's not Christian whining. We are expressing the challenges of real life, and we are begging for God's protection. Father, we voice our complaints to you. There are those out to get us. They attack us with rumors and innuendos. Their words aim to do real damage. They are shrewd, and they take us by surprise. We cannot handle the enemy on our own. So we pray with David, God, please protect our lives and reputations from the threat of the enemy. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.